Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Mitch Wertley with VPR News. Do Vermont schools have enough staff to safely reopen next month? Education Secretary Dan French says he's not sure, but federal COVID relief funding could help cover staff shortages. French told Vermont Edition he doesn't know if Vermont schools will have the teachers they need to open by September 8th. Various federal relief funds offer more than $60 million to districts that could be used for expenses like extra staffing, but French says that money only goes so far.
I would say that those dollars are really just going to help with the initial reopening of school. The longer-term costs are ones that we're going to need additional federal support to deal with.
French says districts are still having what he calls hard conversations with staff about teaching in person, online, or both, and he says it is still too early to finalize staffing plans. The state has launched several programs using federal dollars to improve internet access in underserved areas as parents, students, and teachers prepare for remote learning this fall. One grant program is designed to help consumers pay to run cable or fiber optic lines to their homes to provide internet service. Clay Purvis directs the Telecommunications Division at the Department of Public Service and says many people have service near where they live but can't afford the cost of bringing the line into their residence.
A big broadband expansion project is probably not going to touch them. These are addresses that, you know, for a few thousand dollars we can reach. And we have addresses like that all over the place.
The state is using $2 million in federal COVID relief funding to offer grants of up to $3,000 each. Nearly all the statewide candidates that competed in the Democratic primary gathered in Montpelier yesterday to call for party unity heading into the general election. Unsuccessful candidates like Debbie Ingram, who lost her bid for the lieutenant governor nomination to Molly Gray, said Democrats must now turn their attention to defeating Republicans in November.
The people, other Democrats, have spoken clearly in the lieutenant governor's race. I congratulate Molly Gray on winning the confidence of the majority of the members of our party and wish her the best in the general election.
Gubernatorial candidate David Zuckerman will be at the top of the statewide ticket for Democrats this year. Democratic Congressman Peter Welch is also up for re-election this year. Eye on the sky for today. Valley fog burns off to a mix of sun and clouds south with an isolated afternoon sprinkle or shower. More clouds north this morning, then increasing sunshine. Highs upper 70s to low 80s. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.